I'm Kelly Searles. I'm the Director of Community Relations and Marketing for Franciscan St. Francis Health.
Nice to see you. Now, a couple of hours ago, I went to the ward where babies who've been born very early are being looked after, and I couldn't help thinking, if a baby was born prematurely and its mother and family had no insurance, no savings, no money, but that baby needed tens of thousands of dollars of health care, would it necessarily receive it, or might it be left to die?
No, it would receive care. The baby would receive care. Our hospital and many other hospitals make a provision for charity care. It's part of our social accountability, and so we do plan for those types of things. We know not everyone has insurance, and we do see everyone that comes to our emergency room doors.
So you would just pick up the bill? You'd just write off that cost?
Yeah, you know, there's a qualification for it. They have to meet the standards of a poverty level. And so the determination is made that way. We certainly, you don't just walk in and get free care, but you do qualify for help. We also do different forms of financial aid. There are different payments. Everything is, there's Medicaid, which is a state assistance, there's Medicare, there's private insurance, and then there's charity care, basically.
But you're a business, and so are most hospitals. So how do you square wanting to turn a profit with taking on a patient who might cost you tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars?
It's difficult balancing, but I think, as others mentioned before, we try to be very, very good stewards of the money that we have. We try to eliminate waste in all possible ways. That means reduction of infection, reduction of readmissions, and that's all part of some of the goals of healthcare reform that's coming our way.
Thank you very much for answering my questions.
You're welcome.